mechazik everybody Steinmeck ourselves. More the shnei, not the chizik is not a Steinmeck, the chidik is an echad targum. But either way, Vayishma Yisrael Kohen Midyan Chosin Moshe. The targum on Kohen Midyan says Rabba de Midyan. Sometimes you find the word Kohen in Chumash, like in Parashas Vayigash, where it talks about the Admas HaKohanim in connection to Mitzrayim, and there the Targum says Admas HaKohanim Lokana in Mem Zayin Chavdeis and Reishis Kumara de Kumraya, Kumraya, like a Komer. The truth is, Hukin Mechilta here on the Pasuk, there's two opinions in Tanoim. One opinion is Rav Elazar Modai, that Kohen Midyan means Sar. He was a Sar, he was an officer, chief in Midyan. And the other pshat is of Yeshua, and he says Kohen Midyan is Komer Haya, which means he was a priest. So the Targum is obviously taking sides in this Machlokes, and he's explaining Kohen Midyan not the way he translates other times, Kumraya, Komer, but rather Sar. I actually spoke on Shabbos, I had to speak for a little Dvar Torah. There's an amazing thing. I once spoke about Rikas about this in the Sichas Musar. I saw the beautiful quote in the Sefer Samderach. Hel de Gekasha, how could the Torah point to the Shita of Yeshua, that Kohen Midyan means a priest, Avodah Zarah? Why would the Torah put this title here? We're trying to praise Yisrael for what he did, that he came and he joined Kal Yisrael and he made such an impact on Kal Yisrael. So why bring out an attribute of him that seems to be negative? So that's a real important kasha. And it's not just over here. You find it again in Parshas Va'era, when it says that Elazar ben Aaron married Nos Putiel. Who is Putiel? So there are two men associated with the word Putiel. One is Yosef, one is Yisrael. This woman descended from Yosef and from Yisrael, from one side and the other side, the mother's side, the father's side. Why Yosef? Shepipet b'Yisrael. He made light of his Yitzhahara. He didn't succumb to the temptation. Why is Putiel a reference to Yisrael? Shepitim agolam avodah zarah. He fattened calves for Avodah Zarah. So, like here, we're trying to talk about the great yichus of Elazar ben Aaron's life, and we're talking about how she comes from who? From the great Putiel, Yisrael, who pitim agolam. Like, why would the Torah bring this in? So he says something amazing. Again, I spoke about it in Sichas Musar a couple years ago, and that is that sometimes a person is searching for truth in the most serious way, but they don't get there right away. It's a pursuit. You seek truth, but you seek truth, you go to one avenue and you think that's it, and then you put yourself out and you put every ounce of your energy there, but then you end up becoming frustrated, disillusioned, it's not right, and then you go to another one. But if what keeps you going is that pursuit for emes, then at the end you'll find emes, and at the end we can say that it was all those dark alleys that you were in all along the way that are a badge of honor, because they were the things that led you to find HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So even though, you know, Avodah Zarah per se is the most terrible thing in the world, it's abhorrent, the Torah is not getting a hechsher to Avodah Zarah. But the Torah is trying to highlight that it was dafka, the fact that Yisrael was such a nida, bakasha sa'emes, that even though what led him to that was something which was so anathema to what Torah is about, but to the contrary, in this case, it was that was allowed him to find a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Like he says, havel havel mako havel. And so the Kod Nishma, so Kim Yerubes, Mitzvos of Shemor. So Havel Havolim, even the Havolim, if it's for the sake of ultimately, so Kim Yerah, so then that ends up having that value that actually was the Hechatimsa, was the way that I was able to find the Emes. I wanted to say, based on this, the Peshad of the Pasuk, I tell you, Dati Kigado Hashem Mikoha Elohim. So you touch the Pasuk normally, that I know that Hashem is greater than all the gods, Mikol, from greater than all the gods. Maybe it means as follows. Mikol is because of. It was because of all the gods that he went through. That's how he ended up arriving at their condition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And anyway, all this is the pshat of Kohen Midyan, that it means Komer. And Targum made it simpler for us that he went with the other opinion that Kohen Midyan means simply Sar. Okay. A little later, the pasuk says, "Vayisapen Moshe lechosno." Pasuk Ches. "Vayisapen Moshe lechosno." Esko Hashem Hashem Faro Mitzrayim. Alodos Yisrael. Esko Atlo Hashem Mitzasam Baderech. Vayitziim Hashem. Two things in the Targum to note. "Vayisapen Moshe," says the Targum, "the Ishtai." That's a simple word that you find in the Gemara. Also, the Ishtai, to relate, to say over, to speak. And then it says, Ko ha-tula'a, Hashem it's asa maderech, the tula'a, what does the word tula'a mean? It means the sense of what makes, you know, what makes you tired, it gets you, the toil and the frustration. So the Targum says, yaskol aksa. Aksa means a tsara, like a frustration, aka, aksa. The word tula, like to get tired, to get weary, but you have a little later on in the parasha in Targum, pasuk yud ches, navol tibo, you're going to get worn out. The Targum says, in Aramaic, a navol tibo, mil'a sil'e, which means you're going to get again worn out. Like it says, v'tela eretz mitzrayim eretz kanan. A lot of words you find both in Targum and in Lashon HaKodesh are the same basic words. So to get tired. I once saw, maybe it was in the Sefer by the Ben Hagra, he has something about Targum. He says, sometimes you see the expression, shilhi perek this, shilhi perek that. What does shilhi mean? The end of. Why does the word shilhi use to note the end? Because shilhi is milashim like mila sile. It's at the end, it's like when everything's sort of like, you know, you're at the very last straw. It's like at the end, it's like, you know, it's like after everything's already been exhausted, so to speak. Exhausted means to be tired. Exhausted means when it's already been finished, you know, you're holding by the end. It's like you're exhausted. It means you're spent. All the energy has been already spent. So Masechta is like almost done. It's like almost at the end. It's shilhi at the end. It's like milashim like having exhausted everything else, your mom is just finishing up. That's what I think he says. Let's do this one. Interesting. Yisrael says, "Ki chaved mimcha hadavar lo suchal asahu levadecha." This is the same pasuk Yudches. The matter is too heavy for you. Ki chaved mimcha hadavar. It's too weighty for you. It says the Targum. Yakir means heavy. Now, the interesting, if you later in Aseret Dibros, Kabeid es avicha v'simecha. Now, kavod is to show honor. And again, the same Aramaic translation, so the Targum says, Kabeid es avicha v'simecha. And what does he say for Kabeid es avicha? Yakar. So what does it mean? It shows you there's some connection in the Shoresh of Kaf Beis Dalet to mean heavy. Kaved, and that's translated as yakar, and also kaved miloshin kavod means yakar. What does that mean? You have to actually find that in a similar vein. You know, gea the opposite of kaved, kavod and kaved. Kaved is heavy. What's the opposite word? Say light. Kal. And if you want to see, so you make light of somebody. When she lost respect, Sarah said that I lost respect in the eyes of Hagar. So that means that the notion of heavy, the notion of respect and dignity have a connection. I think Moshe Shapiro has on this in his Svarim, but I was thinking once, al derech hapshat, you know, yikarad Hashem, the kavod of Hashem, kvodo, kvod Hashem, those yikarad Hashem, the honor of Hashem. And what does that have to do with heavy? Because when you have something that you are aware of, you're aware of it. That's heavy means you perceive it. You have a sense of it. When something is ki lo haya, it's light. You don't even realize that you have it. So kavod is the presence. When there's presence, that's kavod. It means there's a perception. You can feel it. There's something to feel. Something to be aware of. When it's not felt or experienced or realized, then it's like it's light. It's like something which is heavy means that it makes an impression and you feel the existence of it. You feel that it's weighing on you. I think that's the common thread in terms of Havan and linguistics, why it's the same basic meaning of the word. When someone kavod, you validate them. You know, you're here. I acknowledge you. I acknowledge your presence. And that's because there's a presence. There's a presence to acknowledge. We'll do one more. In Parsha of Matan Torah, V'chibsu Simlosam. Yud Tes Yud. The chibsu simlosam, they should wash their garments in preparation for Matan Torah. The Targum says the meaning of the chibsu simlosam bichavruan luvusheon. They should whiten or they should clean their garments. The Gemara in Yevamis and Memvavam and Beis in Sugi of Geirus, we know that Kaiso had to undergo various things for the Geirus of Matan Torah. Mila Tvila Hatzras Damim. How do we know Tvila? So more as a Havamina that we learn it from this pasuk. Bechipsusim Losam, which means Kavachomer, they have to also wash their clothing. Koshkin have to wash their bodies. And then the Gemara says, no Raya, because maybe the Peshat is Nikius Bialma. Nikius Bialma, they just have to wash their clothing as part of the experience. In other words, to have like new clothing or fresh clothing for the experience of Matan Torah, so Rashi explains there. The Gemara therefore derives from a different pasuk that we know there had to be tefillah. If there's Hazah, there had to be tefillah. The Briska Rav and Chumash brings this Gemara, maybe the Targum also, in connection to the notion of Kavod Shabbos. Perek Lamed of Hilchos Shabbos, the Ram talks about different things that go into Kavod Shabbos. Kavod Shabbos and things you do in anticipation of Shabbos, and it's brought in Halacha and Shulchan Aruch too, that a person should change into new clothing for Shabbos, like you're going out to greet a king, you change your clothing. So he says, just like the encounter with Kodesh Baruch Hu and Matan Torah required Bichapsusim Losam, Bichavu Mibusheon, that you have to make your clothing fresh and clean for this encounter with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kabos Pnei Shechina, so it is that Shabbos is a Kabos Pnei Shechina. It's Likras Shabbos Chuvin Elcha, Chadod Likras Kala, it's Yotzi Likras HaMelech, the Gemara says, and therefore the halacha is, but Kabbat Shabbos is also to change your clothing, just based on this connection as well that we see over here in the Targum, in the Pasuk. Okay.